Welcome back to another episode of
What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
We are back for yet another episode of the wondrous RuPaul's Drag Race, episode 5.
And, you know, I like spooky things. If there's several passions in my life, and horror
is one of them.
Is a big one.
Absolutely.
And so to get the meld of drag and horror.
So fun.
So fun. I love Dracula.
It was funny to see the RuPaul's Drag Race sort of dip a toe in. I mean, it was obviously nothing near as spectacular as Dracula.
No.
But it was fun.
They tried.
Absolutely.
And there were some winners in it, but yeah, definitely not on the, it's a little low on the weirdness.
Yeah.
It didn't quite hold up to Dracula, which if you haven't watched it, you should. Both seasons. But they tried and it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I had a good time.
So we'll just jump right in. After the elimination of Mercedes, Iman Diamond, the ladies walk back into the workroom and all hell breaks loose.
Well, I just think it's funny. I mean, we've been talking about how Raja is just a catty.
Just a
bish. But not right now. It's like a storm has been brewing and now the floodgates have opened.
Bad attitude across.
Which is so funny because she says, you know, I want to be more positive. I just keep going to the negative.
But and then literally, the next five minutes later.
Yeah. Just her and
Evie.
Are just mortal enemies and they get right into it.
Well, and the thing is, I don't get a negative, poking the bear type of a vibe from Evie. I feel like she's just sticking up for herself and saying what she thinks.
Yeah.
And Raja just loses it.
And you know, in my mind, she comes off as being somewhat more introverted as compared to other queens. And sometimes people take that
the wrong way. Yeah, that's true.
As being maybe
snooty.
Exactly. And so it just makes me wonder if when she does actually talk up, because they're thinking she has she has this connotation now that they're really taking it the wrong way. So
I don't know.
It's starting to become
kind of widespread.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I get that she's different, but drag queens of all people should be accepting, you know, not you do things differently than us. We don't like you. It's like,
but
oh my God.
Think her niche of drag is so new and different from that, the mainstream, because even kind of scary drag queens before this season have been prettier.
True.
Drag queens. And so she's really, again, kind of the front runner and or not the front, the, well, she's just the first drag queen of that genre to be on the show. So again, I think there's just that.
A similar thing with Sharon Needles when she first came in and it was so dissimilar from anything that anybody had seen before where it was, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek drag, like sometimes ugly, sometimes pretty. Mm-hmm. And Fifi O'Hara especially had such a negative response to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like it's this kind of a similar vibe going on, which is really weird.
Yeah, which is sad.
It is sad.
You would hope that people would be more accepting, but at the same time, you know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Change takes time.
But on the flippity-flop from that, love's in the air.
Oh my gosh. I feel I'm happy it was proven, because this whole time I'm like, oh, this is showbiz.
They're just hyping it up.
Make this fun for everyone because we love.
Nope.
Or
crushes all around. Oh,
yeah. So it has been confirmed.
Brooklyn Heights and Miss Vanjie.
Smooching. There's a flame. There's a little flame. And it's cute.
It is cute. The way that
they talk about it's cute and makes my heart happy, especially after all that grumpiness.
I know. So it's fun. I like it.
I was happy to see it. But as you'll find out later, Miss Vanjie is very adamant that ain't no boy.
Coming between her and a crown.
Mm-hmm. And we will forever have Miss Banji now.
Brangy.
Whoops. Forgot that R. I'd buy the shirt.
I'd buy that shirt.
Mm-hmm. Or a nice enamel pin. You know they'll be there, so.
They're gonna be at DragCon. Don't worry about it.
I'll have to make someone get me one and mule at home.
I know.
So yeah. There, it was hot. It was cold. Out of the workroom.
Yeah. But then the next day, everyone shows up with fresh faces.
Yes, yes.
Ready to take on a mini challenge.
Oh, no. Before that, though, how awkward the Nina and Silky kiss thing.
Oh, I forgot.
I couldn't handle it. Whereas, like, Brooklyn and Vanji is cute.
Well, it was sweet because they're, like, being sweet. But then Silky and Nina doing their, like...
No, they're trying to be funny.
And it was just like, no. Like,
no, it doesn't be fun. Which I can't remember who said it. It was fine. When Rue pops in. Like, oh, thank God. Let's stop this right now.
I know it.
Speaking of Rue, popping into the workroom.
I'm suit. Sorry. This was a loser for me.
I said it's St. Patrick's dream.
It's really not good. It was like pea soup and puke color.
Yeah.
This one was a miss for me. I'm sorry, Rue. I love you through and through. But you know, that suit.
Yeah. I was the same. I like a crazy green suit, but...
The colors were so gross.
Yeah. In the layout.
It was a bummer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Except for St. Patrick.
St. Patty would love it.
So we move into our mini challenge.
Oh, and who else to help us?
Oh,
with
yes.
RuPaul's Barbie best friend mini challenge. But Trixie your Mattel.
Your favorite.
I love her. She's so funny.
She is so funny. I must agree. I have feelings about her winning the crown, but.
Well, let's not confuse that with the person herself.
I know, it's true. I love her. All right, so basically the queens, there's a table filled with all kinds of different props. Of course, oversized, like their
Barbies.
Like their Barbie doll accessories. Mm-hmm. And they have to use those accessories to then put together a living doll outfit.
Who would be RuPaul's
best friend.
Barbie best friend.
Yes. And so... This was a fun one.
I thought it was fun.
We've been having some lukewarm challenges.
Well, it gave the queens a chance to play around with characters outside of their norm, mm-hmm. which some of them did, and others just did more of the same of what they always do, and it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Ariel.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I agree. I said it was fine.
It just was annoying to me because it's like, this is your chance to do something like goofy and fun and you just look cutesy and cute again.
That's her thing. It's a doll though. You know, that's her thing. And so whereas I found it kind of boring based off that's what she always does, I mean, it fit. It wasn't winning.
Do you then, we could fight about it, but.
Well, I mean, the thing is of it, though, is that there weren't that many great ones.
No. There are a few standouts, but to me, like...
I'm sorry, Brooklyn? So boring.
No, boring and dumb.
So boring. So bad. I mean...
Well, and it was just another, like, in several of these mini challenges, she's done a thing where she gets on the ground and, like, splits. Does the splits or puts her... Like, she uses her flexibility, and it's like... That's funny once, maybe twice, but stop doing that as your go-to. Like, do something else.
Yeah.
And that made me mad.
Yeah. Because I like her, but...
I do, but you need to get outside of your, you know, I'm a dancer. Mm-hmm. You can be other things too.
Mm-hmm. Someone who really stood out that I have really not paid much attention to, so good for her, Ikaria.
Yes, she was I think she was the winner of the challenge. She was a penitentiary Barbie. And so funny. I thought going to the extreme with the like one arm.
Yeah.
And like pulling a blade out from her wig.
Yeah. And
that was good.
It was really good. It was well thought out. I haven't paid her much attention.
I know. Well, it's like she'll have these funny moments and I'll giggle, but like I thought she was the winner of that challenge, in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well,
But Rue
and Trixie did not agree. So the winner was Raja, which she was like the, she had the giant drink and it was like a furry crop top with big boobs and like a denim skirt and sneakers. I just put bored.
I was bored with it. It was like, meh.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
But it wasn't like a full concept. Mm-hmm. I don't like what she just like. She just looked like a girl on the block that hangs out of the gas station.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know. It wasn't enough. I thought that Akira's was better because it was like a very fully thought out idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
So alas, Raja.
Raja's the winner. Won. But at least she didn't get any sort of a. Leg up or something. Yeah, there was no reward really for this.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have many.
I know.
Much more to say.
All I can say is
that.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I also don't agree. I mean, they're even better. I thought Ariel, again, I thought she did okay, even though it wasn't.
She even? A doll? Like, there was no, like, I don't know. Whatever.
But then, like, Plastique looked really good and over
Plastique
the top.
Plastique looked cute. I thought, and I did like her egg rolls comment.
Yeah. So
back rolls? Egg rolls? That was funny.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could go on for a while just because also now I have a...
I don't like Raja. Yeah. But whatever.
C'est la vie.
Moving on.
Yes. So...
Maxi challenge. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a monster's ball.
The monster's ball. It happened in the hall.
That's a fancy monster's ball.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we have three looks that each lady has to create.
Yes.
Number one, trampy trick or treater. So this is your kind of like... slutty, well, not even slutty, I'd say just like,
yeah, slutty.
Yeah,
like think of like a college girl going to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
That's slutty, whatever.
Yeah, like
slutty
your
girl
stereotypical
scout, slutty astronaut.
Exactly. Whenever you basically put in and out a Halloween costume as an adult, what comes up?
Yeah,
you know, it's always really short skirts. Lots of boobs.
Yeah.
Probably easy to
easy access.
Take off.
Velcro sides.
Yes.
The second look is witch, please. Which you get it.
Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory.
You've heard of witches.
Witch. Yeah.
Although not explanatory enough for the queens, as we will find out later.
None of this is. Lastly, we have MILF. Eleganza.
Monster, I'd like to freak.
And this is the one they have to create in the workroom.
Yes. Yeah, so the other looks they had already prepared and brought with them, but they have to create the monster I'd like to freak from props that they have and fabrics that are in the workroom.
Which is always iffy.
I love a crafting sewing challenge because it really separates the ladies from the shadies.
It's
I don't know.
You're killing it right now. You're doing great. You're doing great. So we get right into it in the workroom. And I love these challenges because I love when Rue comes through the workroom.
Oh, it's so good.
It's hot and cold.
But first,
hit and miss.
Before Rue shows up, Silky's making all sorts of excuses. Like, before she even starts working on her thing, she's making sure to let everyone know that it's fine if I lip sync. Spooky's not my thing. I'm just used to beauty. That, like, she's like, instead of just jumping in and I'm going to do this challenge the best I can, she's like setting herself up for when she falls.
Well,
and that's not the way you go into a challenge.
She's just starting to sound like a broken record, too, because it's almost every single workroom, especially the ones where they have to make something. It's just, you know, and they'll get into it a little more as the episode goes on. Because Evie, again, is just saying, you know, don't just say you're going to, you know, don't try and say you're just going to win it in the lip syncs. It's the same thing she said to Raja.
You can be good at lip syncing, but you should not count on that, because it is true, like Evie said to Raja, when you get to the end, if you lip synced your way to the finale, you're not going to win.
No.
Because you don't have the substance to back it up.
Yep. Exactly.
It's not RuPaul's lip sync race.
Yep.
It's part of it, but you have to be more than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and, you know, and again, we've just heard this so much from her. I just want her to finally lip sync just to shut her up for a minute. Because sure when she's in that actual arena, it's not going to be fun.
No.
I don't know what she's thinking.
I don't either.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
The excuses.
So many excuses.
So RuPaul comes in.
Yes. So, you know, Nina West isn't my favorite, but at least she mentions a horror movie icon.
It seemed like she actually was thinking about the challenge, so I appreciate that. Even though
that is not what was on the runway. I don't know what happened.
We will talk about that later, but yeah. But she didn't say that that's what she was doing.
Wasn't, but that's her inspiration.
I think she said the first thing I thought was this. And so then Rue was like, oh, are you doing Bride of Frankenstein? She's like, no, I'm doing a decomposing zombie.
Oh, well, then I'm absolutely wrong. I must have been paying too much attention about
that. I think you heard that trigger of Bride of Frankenstein. You were like, ooh, because why the hell didn't anybody do that? It would have been such a great thing. Mm-hmm. Take that and then make it your own. It reads monster right away.
Yeah.
Oy. There's so many. Just wait. Anywho. Yeah.
And, you know, again, I just live in a world where I love scary movies. And I know not everyone is into that.
But even if you're not, there's so many. Like, you don't have to know scary movies to know that Dracula and a mummy and a... You know, like there's so a werewolf, like there's so many things. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just the workroom was killing me on this one.
I know that, like when she was going around, everybody just seemed like they were off in La La Land. Like when she went to Brooklyn Heights and Brooklyn's like, I don't know scary movies. I'm going to do a pageant queen. What?
Oh, what? Record scratch.
Rue's face was killing me. I scalped the winners and I'm going to make a crown out of it. It's like, wait,
no,
what?
No, no. It's such a cheap, it's a cop out. It's a cop out. And like, be more creative. I am so glad that even though it was looking really rough when she switched gears, I am so glad that she did.
Oh, it's a good thing. Cause I think that would have tanked her hardcore absolutely. If she had gone with that original idea.
Absolutely. And then we have Scarlett. Who's just trouncing around to the workroom.
At least she said
Creature from the Black Lagoon. But
well, that's the problem here is Scarlett had the correct source material, but was living in fantasy land.
Yeah.
Like feeling herself in this like metallic fabric from head to toe.
Yeah.
Like walking around with a... Like, not even a mask with eye holes. Like
it was a hood. It was like an executioner's hood.
Executioner's hood.
Yeah, it was...
with a hole in the butt.
Oh, gosh.
That's so and weird.
And again, I mean, at least she's confident with herself, but it's that same thing we've been saying every episode where she is just in her own world.
But she's got a blind spot because she thinks everything she does is the absolute best. She doesn't have a critical eye. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think she understands... her failings in order to improve.
And even though we haven't seen that or seen it, at least I can't recall, I don't think she would take constructive criticism well either.
I know.
So
I'm
even
curious
if the girls were telling her, you know, to change something up.
I think everyone just ignores her.
Yeah, I think so. And then Ariel.
Oh, wait. First, before, I think it might be my very favorite. Favorite comment of the episode, maybe of the season, when Akira says that, she looks like a movie from the discount bin where it's the generic version. And then she goes, straight to DVD. I was dying.
I know. I loved that.
I feel like, again,
I really haven't been paying close attention to her, but man, she was some right and left
zingers.
Oh, so good.
I think that's going to be my new go-to whenever we're out and I see something that's looking janky. I'm going to be like, Lindsay, straight to DVD.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to pick that up too. So Ariel.
Oh, Ariel.
I'm just frustrated because everyone's telling her that does not read scary.
And they're not being mean. No. Everyone's like, we're helping you. We're trying to help you. You need to do something else. And she's like, I'm fine.
I'm just going to put my own spin on it because I still want to be true to myself. And I'm like, girl, that is the tale of every queen who's ever not won.
Yeah, if you can't step outside of your box, even for one look in a three-look challenge, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, my God.
And so to keep... Because, again, at least Brooklyn... Yeah, Brooklyn. What? Changed direction.
Yeah.
Ariel just completely ignored
any sort of feedback and was like, well, I'm just going to keep doing what I know and like stay in my comfort zone because I don't want to do anything else.
Yeah, it was bad and I knew it was going to be bad. And
you could tell just by, well, honestly, like number one, just by the fabric that she chose. It's like, don't pick this happy mermaid fabric in a spooky challenge.
Yeah.
Like it just because it's like Halloween-esque doesn't mean that you're supposed to look like a little kid Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm. Especially when the theme is MILF. Monster I'd like to freak.
It's not even sexy.
Yeah, exactly. It was just
cute.
Yeah.
Cute is not sexy. Cute is not scary. Like,
no. Totally off point. Ugh. All right. Well, let's just get into this. So, on a lighter note. Sparkle motion.
Fruit stripes eleganza.
Just glitter for days.
And I love Rue in a pure white wig. It looks so good.
With those big teal jewel earrings. It was just,
gorge.
Yeah.
Gorge.
Loved her.
And can we just take a moment of silence to appreciate Elvira?
Oh, she's so pretty. And I'm sad when she was sitting down, you couldn't see.
Well, she had a different top on.
Exactly.
She didn't have the spider tassels like she did in the beginning.
Yeah. I was like, oh, come on.
I know.
You only got a little
hint of it. Did they think it was too distracting?
Possibly.
I doubt it. I would be
distracted.
I wonder if she just likes to look like classic Elvira.
Mm-hmm. When she's,
I don't know,
a judge.
But I did love...
Which I'll say, she's one of the best judges, I swear.
I know.
All of her comments were funny and yet...
And constructive and to the point.
And smart. Just well thought out.
Yeah.
She didn't hold back and everything she said, I was like, yeah, I totally agree with. But I could gush all day about Elvira. So...
Cara Delevingne
was looking beautiful. As
beautiful.
Well.
Oh, I wish I could pull off that
look. What's that hairstyle again?
Finger waves. Tight.
Not everyone can pull that off.
I know. Because having your hair tight and that tight sculpted look and her cool red eyeshadow, she looked vampy and hot.
Man, I wish I had no boobs.
I know. So that you could wear cool stuff. Little things like that. I know. Yeah.
That would never work for me.
Nope.
And that's fine. All right. So let's get into this runway. Should we go each queen, all three looks, or go through all the looks?
Let's go through the looks so that we can, if we're going to compare them across.
I like it. Okay. So
we started with Trampy Trick or Treater.
All right. So our first look is Akiria, who was a very glittery poker dealer. And I loved it.
I thought it was really cute.
I
loved the fact she could have come out in just the outfit and it would have been like, oh, it's fine. But she made the little board.
Poker table.
Like the table.
And that was even glittery.
And the fact that she was doing all of the little motions, I thought it was cute as hell.
And it fit the actual challenge.
Exactly.
So I
liked
two
it.
Thumbs up for this one.
Yeah.
So...
Miss Vanjie came out
yes.
as an angel. And I did not like it at all.
I hate the wings. They look so cheap.
They look cheap and weird. Like,
yeah,
overly big, like mm-hmm. too big. And like, because what Halloween cost or Halloween costume, what Halloween party are you going to go to
with those giant ass wings?
Where you take
on.
Up half of a room. It yeah. just, it didn't have.
No, like, why not get some really nice classy angel wings? But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's well constructed.
Yeah. And then I did not like that she had a jewel headdress. Like, why didn't you have a halo on?
Yeah.
The headdress made it like, well, wait, what? Are you a queen yeah. or are you an angel? It
and was then it's the same
corset
with
and stockings.
Yeah.
It was the same.
Yeah. This is a miss.
I mean, she looked fine. It's not like she looked ugly, but yeah. it was like, what was it? It was too, I no. did not like it.
No.
Pass.
Pass.
Then we had Plastique as the cutest Playboy bunny.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That wig, that cute, like mm-hmm. 60s-esque blonde wig.
Yeah.
And she had full blown badonkadonk Playboy body.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Yeah. And again, on point with the challenge.
Yeah. You would totally see that at like an adult Halloween party.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Legit. Then let me think here. Oh, Scarlet as a pirate looked like she picked up her outfit from a Halloween store.
I hated her hat. It was like the floppiest pirate
hat. And it looked like it was
going to
fall off her head.
Yeah.
And it just looked like mismatchy pieces she picked up at like at the Halloween yeah. store. I didn't like it.
I mean, I put fine.
It was fine. It's not like it was bad, but it wasn't like.
But it was, yeah, it wasn't.
It was like meh.
No, it was not good.
I wouldn't look twice at her.
Yeah.
If yeah. I saw her at a party, I would just glaze over
follow
it.
Plastique around.
Yes, I would. I'd be like, you've got to tell me more. Yeah. Let me feel your butt.
I don't need no pirate like that.
I don't need no pirate. Okay, so let's talk about Nina West. That was campy, not trampy.
Okay, that's my thing too. It's an awesome,
awesome costume.
Awesome, but it was not.
It's not sexy or trampy in any way.
No. And I just don't know if she can do sexy.
I don't think she can.
I'm seriously.
But like, that's the thing is like, just because you're a plus size drag queen doesn't mean you can't do sexy.
No, no. I think she could totally do it. I think.
But it's like the girl who doesn't think she's pretty, so she makes jokes instead.
Yeah. Which is probably something to it.
But it's like.
It's just so sad. Again, just it was a great outfit and I was loving it. But again, my brain just went back to, well, this is supposed to be sexy trick or
treat. And it wasn't even like a short skirt. It was almost all the way down to her knees. And it's yeah. like, it just, yeah. It just looked like a Halloween costume, not like a trampy mm-hmm. trick or treater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Raja, what the hell was that? A bondage cat with human hair?
I mean, it didn't look terrible.
It wasn't the worst.
It did fit the challenge, but
the mask didn't make any sense with the outfit. Yeah. It like didn't. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Oh God, Lindsay, Sugarcane, as she says, a troll doll. As anybody else looking at it, what?
When I first saw her, I was like, okay, she's a genie. And I was like, okay, well, sexy genie.
Well,
like,
then I was
okay.
like,
and then I was like, wait a minute.
Maybe she's a harem girl, but why is she got a bouffant?
Yeah.
But then if she is a genie, why is her face purple and her body is blue?
Exactly.
And then I saw the jewel belly button and I was like, what? I guess you think you're a troll doll, but what troll doll wears a jeweled bikini?
It was
so confusing and weird.
Why wouldn't you do troll hair?
I don't know.
Like,
it's very,
not like you have to do wild.
But that is what makes a troll doll is the hair.
Exactly.
And it was like a big billowy bouffant thing.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
It was so bad. I was very confused.
Oh boy. It was rough. It was really rough.
Bad, confusing, sexy ? So that's not good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, like a full body blue bodysuit is not sexy.
Sorry. No, I agree. I agree. It looks like like a costume. It looks like a costume, and she keeps on doing it. And
yeah,
you know, we talked about this a little bit, and it keeps coming up.
She doesn't know how to edit or think of a cohesive idea. She has a bunch of ideas,
mm-hmm.
throws them all together, and then doesn't know how to interpret it into one look.
Mm-hmm.
It's confused. Okay, then we have Brooklyn Heights as a mummy on point.
Yes.
Which was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked fun. My only critique is that it looked just like her look last week.
Well, you know, and I have to, when I say it for one person, I have to say it for everyone. And it's true all around. Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bored.
Yeah, I want to see something else.
Yeah, it's, I mean, to her credit, a mummy is mummy.
And she was, you know, showing skin and stuff. I get it, but like.
But it's that same hair.
Same hair and like bandages around a body. It looked so much like her runway look last week that it was.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little disappointing. I would have liked to see something a little bit.
And that's being a little, like I said, that's bringing on the critiques because.
Well, she is very good, but you also like, but we have to be
but
just.
But if you're good, you're going to get, like I said, you got to pick out the little things.
Yeah. And I'd like to see Brooklyn be a little messy. Not in a rough way, but like, I don't know. It just seems a little too poised and perfect. Like, give us a little edge.
Yeah.
A little edge.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Ariel Versace comes out in a full gown with syringes on the shoulder blades.
This is so off point. This is n- it this made did not
no
go
sense
with the
for this
at
challenge.
All.
No sense.
No. I mean, again, cool concept,
but it didn't make any
like
sense.
Nina. It's a great concept, but
there was nothing trampy about it.
Yeah,
there was like no skin showing, no booty, no boobs, no nothing.
Well, and all she was referencing all these things while she was describing
she's all
it.
Punk.
Silent Hill
nurse.
I'm like, no, this none of no. I've just put blood queen question mark. It's like, I don't understand. It just was not.
It wasn't doing it for me.
No.
Okay. Then Evie Oddly comes out as a hilarious T-Rex. And she did, even though it's not traditionally sexy, it was like all high cut on the thighs and bondagey straps. I just can't get over the freaking claws on her pumps. The T-Rex feet were cracking me up.
At first, I was so confused until they showed it a little further or close up. It's like, oh my gosh.
Because it also made her walk funny, which is part of, it was
the
hilarious.
Whole package. Yeah, it was kind of campy. And so at first I was like, this is sexy though. But then, like you say, when you look at her actual outfit a little bit closer,
it was like, yeah, I mean, it's not like it's traditionally like, oh, yeah, but that's the whole point of the idea is that you take a costume that normally you wouldn't be like, oh, that should be sexy. And then you make it all like tiny and high cut. And it's like, what?
Well, I know. And I thought that was funny. But if I have to critique others for that, I mean, that would be my one thing. But again, I loved it.
It was.
I didn't have to see past it.
And then Silky Nutmeg Ganache is a unicorn.
It's
nothing. It's a unicorn. It's not trampy in any way. It's just a unicorn bodysuit.
And I mean, the horn was just kind of like this weird plush looking horn thing.
I don't know. It was whatever. Yeah.
Again, you could tell she just was not comfortable with it. So
So if I had to pick a winner just out of Trampy Trick or Treater, I would say Plastique.
Oh, hands down. With Akira a close second.
Yes.
In my mind.
Then we had Witch Please.
Bring on your witchiness.
Bring out your witches.
Bitches. I'm hilarious. All right. So again, we start off with Akira.
I
thought it was fine.
It was fine.
It's one of those ones.
I felt like it was not quite there. Mm-hmm. Like the idea was there, but the execution was like
meh.
Yeah. It was sort of a Maleficent inspired idea, but it just didn't like go all the way there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fine.
It was fine. Vanjie did not look like a witch.
Yeah, she wasn't a witch.
She came out in a tight sequiny top with a big feathery skirt.
And she looked beautiful.
She looked
and
beautiful.
Her hair looked beautiful.
But there was no witch there.
No. Not
there was nothing that read witch at all.
Like long black fingernails. Nothing.
Not even like throw in some colored contacts and a long witchy fingers and a little hat.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that much, but like if I saw that picture of her without a theme, I would not know what it was.
No, not at all. Maybe like goth or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. Beautiful, not a witch.
Yes. Plastique came out. That is how you do Maleficent.
Yeah. She looked good.
My only critique is
her tights.
I wish she had black tights. Why wouldn't you wear a fishnet
tights? Tights from the first look.
Yes.
Number one.
Yeah, she wore the same stone tights again.
And yeah, they did not go.
No, flesh colored tights with white rhinestones on them don't go with an all over black. Like if you're going to stone tights, do black tights with black stones or even nude tights with black stones or do a fucking fishnet.
Yeah, I was loving it and I was so focused on the headdress. And then I looked down and I was like, God damn it.
And it sucked because it took me right out of it.
Yeah.
I was so there. And then I was like, oh, man, it was so close to being there.
I had, as you can tell, I had the exact same thought.
I know.
Like, on the edge of greatness.
I know. Then Scarlet Envy came out as a swamp witch.
I think it is more like the harvest moon witch type.
Yeah.
Thing.
Which I like the high concept idea. Mm-hmm. The one thing, like I can get behind all of it except the nose.
Oh, the nose.
Because if you're going to do prosthetics, do them right. It literally looked like she took a nose and just popped it on her face.
It's like those noses that are attached to like fake glasses.
Exactly.
It was so bad.
I would have rather seen some sort of like interesting
contour
makeup.
Contour your nose to look really witchy. Pointy. Yeah.
Well, because she was so, like, she had all this gauze and hair in front of her face anyways. You could barely see it.
And the hat, like, it looked like it was going to fall off. I know, it's making me nervous. I love the idea of it, but the lantern was way too big.
It should have been brought down by a third to a half, and then it would have been good. But it wasn't
And I just thought
there.
The whole outfit was messy. Like, again, I like the idea of something different, but I mean, and go for pants, but it just, it looked a hot mess. I just didn't
know. I know. I feel
connect.
Like I could have gotten into the idea, but it wasn't executed well.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was next? Nina West. I loved her look.
Yeah.
She was Salem Witch. And I thought this was a really, because this was campy, but in an appropriate way. Like, she had the flames on the bottom of her skirt, and that was really fun. And she was kind of camping it up on the runway. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Oh, yeah. It was one of my favorites. Yeah. I totally agree. I think it was thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
And it was done really well.
Really well. Like, that, to me, I look at it, and I'm like, oh, Salem Witch.
Yeah.
Like, you get it right away.
Yeah.
Okay. Raja. No, that's not a witch.
The outfit was well constructed and looked good.
Yes.
But
even if you were doing Emerald City, there were not witches in Emerald City. There was no Emerald City witches.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you do the Wicked Witch of the West? Or,
well,
I don't know. Maybe in Oz lore, there's something I'm missing. But
well, there's,
on my generic knowledge of...
There's like the one, like that newer Wizard of Oz that came out.
Oh, I don't know.
With like, oh, who was in that? Mila Kunis and...
So, I don't know. Maybe there's some there.
But
I didn't get it.
But that was, but they weren't, I don't know. It just doesn't read witch to me in a way that I think you can look at it and be like, oh, you're a witch.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it and think, oh, it's a challenge for green, or it's a Wizard of Oz challenge.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what it says to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sugarcane was doing Bloody Mary, I guess. Was that what it was supposed
Bloody
to be?
Bloody Mary a witch, though? I mean, folklore.
I have no idea.
And urban legend.
Is she a witch?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it was definitely spooky. And I liked that she wasn't afraid to go kind of...
Really scary. I was scary. Gonna say, it was really scary and looked good. But again, one of those things where... Unless, which I've got almighty Google because...
But I appreciate that she did... Push it. This was an instance where pushing it worked for her.
But it wasn't.
But then there's also the problem that I really have been disappointed in Suga's makeup abilities. I think that she doesn't know how to paint in a way to take away her mannishness.
Yeah.
I think she always tends to look like a man.
Experience. Yeah.
Like the angles aren't right and it's harsh in places where it shouldn't be and it's not softened in places it should. It just seems like the man always comes through.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't... Okay. I mean, folklore legend consisting of a ghost, phantom, or spirit conjured to reveal the future.
I'm not hearing which.
I don't know.
All right. So next we had Brooklyn Heights as a like voodoo enchantress witch.
Yeah.
And I loved this interpretation of it.
The enchantress from Suicide Squad is one of like my favorite looks in a...
Oh, I love that concept, that whole look. Like when the promo pics of that came out, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, that is mm-hmm. so cool. And that's what Brooklyn was saying this look was inspired by. And just so happened that...
That's
how
bizarre.
Is that that Cara Delevingne is the enchantress from Suicide Squad?
That
it's
is
just
so
funny.
Bizarre. I mean, she... I mean, luck aside, she looked amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But holy crap.
Well, and the physicality was very cool. Like, her, mm-hmm. the way she delivered it on stage was very good.
Oh, yeah. It was tens across the board for that one.
All right. Then we had Ariel again.
It wasn't a witch.
None of it read witch.
Why would
witch?
You stick all those plumes in your hair and say, this is a witch?
I don't know.
Why would you go straight to... They even make cute, tiny little witch hats. Bejeweled
it
witch hats.
Looked like a saloon worker. Like a woman working in a saloon in like
a showboat.
Yeah, on a showboat.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest.
Oh my God.
It was such a confusing look.
But it's all black.
That's a witch, right?
Why would you look at yours? I mean, again, you don't have to be into spooky horror to know what a witch is.
I know.
Nope.
No.
Move on.
Okay. Then Evie Oddly came out and this was a witch.
Oh, I loved it.
She had a witchy hat, but she wore it in a cool and different way where it covered one of her eyes. Mm-hmm. So it was very dramatic.
And she had the one eye.
She had a milky eye, which looked cool. And I loved her wig where it was like this blonde dreaded, but like into these like buns on the side of her head. It looked so cool. And the thing is, her outfit wasn't over the top. She had just on this short little black kind of goth dress and gloves.
Yeah. But you read witch.
Yeah, it read witch and she...
And it looked classy witch.
I know. My one critique is I think she should have had a really tall boot on. Because she just had little black shoes, like little black pumps, and it wasn't quite enough. I think if she'd had a really big boot on, it mm-hmm. would have looked like real nice.
Yeah.
But... I loved it. I loved all about it. And then Silky comes out, and I will admit, I do not get the reference. It was inspired by someone from The Wiz. I have never watched The Wiz.
I haven't either, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
And then they showed a picture of the character from The Wiz. But the thing is, it wasn't even a really good interpretation of it.
No, it wasn't at all.
It didn't even look like it, except for it was a similar color.
Well, when she came out, I was like, is she the button witch? So it looked like it was a bunch of buttons on her dress.
And then, like, she had
really not a scary face.
Large rhinestones on her face, like freckles. So then I was like, is it some sort of, like, it looked like a weird doll or something.
Yeah, it was.
Like a button doll.
Yeah.
I was so confused by it.
Yeah,
it was, I don't know.
Yeah, and again, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't make me want to go out and see The Wiz.
No.
So, whereas if it had been a good one, maybe.
You're like, wait, I want to know more about it.
Silky, no.
Oh, like Silky, no. All right, so if I was going to pick a winner from The Witch, Please, I would go with... Ooh, that's hard.
I know, there's some...
I would have to choose between Brooklyn and Evie. I'd have to go Brooklyn. I just think that, all of it was so well all together, all of it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I totally agree.
Okay, then our final category, MILF. Monster I'd like to freak.
Ooh, and I would say the most all over the place.
What the hell? I feel like Rue needed to do a second pass through that workroom.
Yeah.
What are these ladies doing?
Yeah. Again, I mean, I can't sew.
Well, neither can I, but I could fake it. I feel like I could.
I don't know.
That now, probably not. But I'm not on the show. I'm just spectating. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say all the things I want.
I can have all the opinions because I don't have to do it.
I'm just comfortably sitting in my house.
Mm-hmm. Let me judge you. But I mean, there were some definite wins too. So let's just get through this mess.
Well, the first one was a win for me. Not like all the way win, but very good. Akiria comes out as a spider queen.
Yeah.
She's got these giant spider legs coming out around her back. And I thought that was a really cool effect. And I loved that she had a complete look head to toe. Mm-hmm. Even her blonde wig had these really dark, deep roots. And I thought that was really smart. Like, everything felt like it went together nicely.
Yeah, that was well thought through.
It was good. Then we had Miss Vanjie, who I have thoughts. Number one, from far away, before she came down the runway, I was like, oh, cool. She's like a Frankenstein or something.
Because
she's got the green and a big square sort of green thing coming up the top. And then as she's coming down the runway, I'm like, oh, it's a tombstone. And I'm like, oh, that's fun. That's like a cool, interesting thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you see this bird on top with these giant showgirl feathers coming off of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Edit. And I'm sorry, the pattern of her green dress was, it just
like
didn't,
a zebra.
Yeah. And so that with a gravestone on your head, it
just was too confusing because her face and her hair looked good with all the green.
Mm-hmm.
If she had just gone Frankenstein, it would have been great.
Yeah.
Put some bolts in your neck. Put some little scar stitching on you and it would have been great.
Yeah.
But it was not great.
No. The only thing about it was the gravestone on her dome.
I know. And that was just slapped on there.
That does not an outfit make.
No.
No.
She must have been stoned when she put together that look.
Oh,
get it, tombstone.
You are killing it today.
Yeah, I am killing it.
Tonight.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Okay, so next, Plastique comes out as a beautiful,
Grim Reaper.
Awesome.
Oh, I
loved it.
I think it was I love the bunny, but I like Spooky. And so to me, it was their best look.
But I liked
constructed.
Yes, well constructed. And I liked the fact, I love that you could look at the Playboy Bunny next to that, and they're coming from two very different places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both pretty, but in totally different ways, you know?
Yeah.
It was really cool. Her makeup looked good. Her outfit fit her well, but was, I liked the accent of the bones on her shoulders and things.
Yeah.
It was great.
She's definitely the best seamstress.
Oh yeah, she could sew
without a doubt. And again, I like how she proved him wrong that she could do scary makeup, and it looked it was really well done.
It looked so good. It contoured the face in such a cool way, and I loved that. Like when she closed her eyes, it almost looked like hollows of a skull because they were so dark. It was so cool.
No, and her hair.
It was good.
Very impressed.
Okay, then Scarlet comes out.
Oh my god.
As the creature from the Black Lagoon.
It looked like a really scary, like, bondage.
Yes, it was very fetish.
Tool, shoulder blade.
It was like a swamp gimp. It was legit.
That's exactly it.
That was it. And I don't know that that's really what we're looking for.
No.
It was not. No.
So taken aback. I just couldn't. And I mean, in a way, it's good. I couldn't stop looking and just being like,
Scarlet,
what the hell?
Lives in a fucking bubble where everything she does is amazing. Cause she's, I'm fashion. It's high concept. And it's like, you are carrying around a bunch of like oversized gauze. That is not fashion.
No,
you are
not Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No,
you are
look
a mess.
Bad. Oh, it was rough.
Make a meme of that.
I know. All right. So then we had Nina West. Okay.
Oy. Yeah.
This is one of the moments where if you've ever watched Dragula, you've seen someone do kind of gross, scary drag in a way that is done well. And so to see it done not well is very annoying.
It's off-putting.
It looks gross.
Well, and her dress was not
good.
Good. The weird fabric in her hair didn't make sense.
And then, so she has a mask of a pretty face makeup mask that she pulls off. And then underneath, this is the thing. There's no rhyme or reason to what's happening underneath. It's just a bunch of silicone smashed on her face with like a hole, like a tiny little hole punched out where her mouth is. And then some red makeup rubbed on it. If you can't do special effects type makeup, don't do it.
Yeah. It's like that fake nose.
Don't do it because it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And then I hated her mannerisms on the runway because she comes out spooky and then she gets to the end of the runway and then starts doing cutesy bouncing around things and it's like no
you just ripped your face off.
You're not telling a story right now. You're confusing the hell out of us because what are you? Are you creepy or are you cutesy?
Yeah.
Go to your go-to like I bop and I pop on the runway. No, you're a spooky bitch right now.
Yeah.
It bothered me.
Yeah, that was a major, major letdown.
It bothered me.
It was just off-putting. And so I was like, please just move on to the next person.
And it wasn't because it was like gross. Like,
oh, yeah. No, it wasn't. I can take some gross.
Yeah, no, I love it. Like, well, like look at, bring her up again, but Sharon Needles in the post-apocalyptic challenge in her season when she came out with like the boils and everything and then like and with the black dripping out of her mouth, but she did it well, so like it's like funny gross, not like
it's just a
different, you have to do it well if you're gonna do stuff like that, do it well.
Yeah, and none of it was like I said, the dress, the hair, it was.
I think it's a good thing that her other looks were a lot more put together. That look was a bottom for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Raja O'Hara comes out as who knows what.
Is she a skeleton goat?
I wrote fur, horns, bones, just roll around in the pile.
Yeah.
it was a little bit of everything. Like, what are you?
Well, and again, when she brought up, you know, a cow and a goat and a skeleton. And
I'm a bone collector and I'm holding a snake skeleton. It didn't make any sense.
No.
I mean, it fit her well and her booty looked cute, but like, what are you?
Yeah. Very discombobulated. Blech. Blurp.
If you're gonna go all the way goat and be like fucking Black Phillip. I don't know.
I just don't. Yeah, I was confused.
All right.
That was a troll moment.
I feel like they should have made them have like a movie marathon or something before this challenge. Watch some scary movies, you dummies.
I don't understand it. That's just my life.
I know.
Although if there was a challenge about romantic comedies, I'd have a really hard time. So to each their own.
Not necessarily. You watch lots of anime with romance in them.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I guess that's a different thing.
Yeah.
All right. I can get on any of those.
It's true.
I'll watch all the movies.
You do. You're good. You don't pigeonhole yourself.
All right. Who was next? Oh, boy. Sugar cane again. Sugar is the devil's wife? Question mark.
Oh. Well, at first I was like, okay, she's doing like a weird voodoo thing in the workroom. Yeah. And like I was like, okay, that can be really cool.
Yeah. But then it had like this sort of 50s style hairdo with horns coming out of it. So like, I guess the devil's wife is like a 50s housewife, but also wears...
Which could be funny.
Which would be funny if you went all the way that way, yeah. But like it was just the hair.
Yeah.
And then the makeup was very strange because it just looked like scratch marks all over her mm-hmm. eyes. And then
and smeared lipstick all over her face.
Smeared lipstick.
Which again...
She's been sucking the devil's dick.
Well.
That's what okay. I'm imagining she thought, but...
Well, I was going to say she's showing that she can't really do her makeup very well, but she could be sucking the devil's dick. Okay, that's fine. I'll give her a pass if that's why. Yeah, it was just... And the merkin... I know.
What was it? Was it like a bunch of grapes?
No, it was feathers.
Why was it so shiny then?
Oh, they were just shiny feathers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that
then she
it
had
was
weird
like...
little feather bits all over. So then it was weird because it's okay, like your merkin's feathered, but then it's on
I
your
outfit. I thought the
outfit.
Merkin was grape leaves and little grapes.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot weirder. We could have really gone out there.
It was so confusing. I don't know what I was looking at.
Yeah.
And in that weird bodysuit. It was so strange. It was so strange.
I mean, I'm not against it totally, but at the same time,
but also it's kind of a cop out because did she make that bodysuit?
Oh, no way. I'm sure she just had it
and then glued some shit to it. So you didn't really sew anything.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cop out, isn't it?
I would say.
If you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but who is? No, just kidding.
Oh.
You guys are because you're listening. All right. So then Brooklyn Heights came out looking like...
Like Adam's Family.
Adam's Family.
Chic.
Yeah.
MILF.
I do wish she had several more snakes.
Yeah. I mean, definitely
I did love the whole look.
The snake.
But it's like if you're going to have a snake around your decolletage and head, it either needs to be a very large snake... Or you need more snakes. And I know she was limited to what was mm-hmm. in the workroom, but mm-hmm. I just wish that there was more snakes.
Yeah. But I mean, the sewing was good. She
no, the outfit
carried
looked
herself really well.
Great. And I did like the tulle sort mm-hmm. of headdress thing because it was different.
Yeah.
So I did like it. It was really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
I just wish that it had like more the snakes. Spook factor was just a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ariel Versace comes out as a mermaid.
She is just a pretty princess mermaid.
It's not even sexy. Like, you don't want to freak that. You just want to give it some candy and send it to the next house. It looked like a little kid's mermaid costume.
And it just, again, like we were talking about, I was really hoping she would find some way to turn it around. And no, she went full on pretty.
But you could do, like, a mermaid could be a monster if you did it the right way.
Well, like, truly in lore, mermaids are
spooky
scary
as fuck.
As hell.
They're sirens and they want to eat you.
Yeah.
So like think about the mermaid challenge from last season.
Mm-hmm.
Like when, my brain. Aquaria had like the blue like liquid coming out of her eyes and she looked like she was all wet and like gross.
Yeah,
that I would have been like, yeah, that's a monster. I could like, I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But not a cutesy damn like kawaii mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I was just so disappointed.
It just shows so that she doesn't have any versatility.
No.
Like her looks are good. They're put together well. She's very good at putting together a cohesive look, but I don't think she has any real versatility. She needs to have an oversized wig. She needs mm-hmm. to have sparkle and glitter. She needs to have the same face. Like her face is painted the same every single time. She just switches a couple of the colors.
Yeah.
Like there's no versatility there.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
It is, because truly I like her and I think the aesthetic is fun.
But how many times can you look at the same thing over and over and over and over again?
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's your... I love Pesto Cavatappi at News right. and Company. I eat well, every time. And like,
you know... Oh, but even... like Bianca Del Rio and Trixie Mattel, who have like very kind of tried and true looks, they switch it up now and again. They do different things. Like Trixie will put on like a funny little bowl cut wig, or like, you know.
Oh yeah. And I'm just saying, you know, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to have your aesthetic and what you do.
No.
But in this competition, you have to go outside the box.
Well, and it's for your own benefit mm-hmm. because like, yes, you're great at doing one thing, but maybe you could be good at doing several things if you pushed yourself a little.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Not scary.
Okay. Evie Oddly comes out and it does not make any sense.
No, I was very disappointed.
The idea was voodoo doll and they was not reading that at all.
Mm-mm.
And... Unfortunately, she was trying to show that she can also do glam.
I was going to say, we knew. I was worried from the get-go because in the workroom, that's what she was saying is, I want to show the judges that I can be more glamorous. And we're sitting here just saying, why? This is not the time or the place. This is your challenge.
And she said, well, I don't want to be predictable. And it's like, well, this is a spooky challenge. That's what we want to see.
Exactly.
I do want to see glamour from you, but some other challenge, not mm-hmm. this challenge.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to fit it into spooky and glamour, because then it just got confused and didn't know what it was, which is exactly what the judges were saying.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was constructed well, but that's it. The only voodoo that you read was some stuff coming out from her mouth and some little
stitches and a button
skeleton hands on her. But was way too nice. Yeah, it was.
It didn't make sense. It was a mess.
Bad way to end a really good run.
It was a miss. Okay, then Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
You mean Silky Nutmeg Ganache?
Let's make sure this
runway ever.
I would like to see in real time how long it takes her to go through the runway. It's gonna take a full 5 minutes.
TV land, how slow she is walking every runway.
It's like the Shuffle Express without the express. It's like insane to me how slowly she walks. I would have a hard time not laughing as a judge. I'd just be like, oh my God, how much longer can you be up here?
Again, the last time it was that same cut of dress. And so again, I'm like, she just cannot walk in them.
So why do you wear them?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
So we've got a red
patent leather dress that's falling off her.
Oh man, yeah, it's
her underwear's falling out the back.
For dear life, that's just not sewn well, which again, we know she can't sew, so it's not a big surprise. I'm actually surprised it came out the way it did.
Well, and then she admits that she doesn't know how to paint her face any other way than a beauty mug, which you can tell because her alternative is to just put a bunch of red glitter dripping down from her eyes and paint her forehead red with eyeshadow. And so it just does not look good.
And then this is a horny season. Just everyone smacking horns on their head for all these challenges.
No, Lindsay. Straight up, those are Kahana Montrese's horns that she redid.
I know.
And I hated them the first time, and I still hate them.
Yeah.
They look clumsy and awful, and just having horns on your head and carrying a plastic skull does not make you a monster.
Yeah, why not make yourself like... Oh, I don't know. I guess... I don't know. I just...
I think her look, for me, it would just be start from scratch again, because there was nothing salvageable about it.
Well, I don't again, I'm impressed with how far she got with that dress for not being able to sew. And so I think go with it. But, I mean, like, go full, like, devil's wife, but not sugar. You know what I mean? like devil horns, and make yourself a little pitchfork and
a tail.
Yeah. And like paint up your whole face red with, like, you know, like black, you know, that kind of more like.
But she can't do that.
Exactly. So exactly. So
it's just hard. It's hard because I think that this challenge, specifically this MILF look, really, you had to think outside of your comfort zone. Like, you had to think in a totally different way.
Except Evie.
Right.
Go back to Except your comfort Evie, zone.
Do what you do well, please, and thank you. But, you know, half of the girls were just paralyzed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that says a lot. Like, if you get that thrown, not being able to be in your comfort zone, then you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. And there are many problems. But, you know, we did have a couple safe people.
Oh, which is, we need to pick. So in the MILFs, though, who was your favorite?
Yeah.
If you had to pick a winner out of the MILF category. I'm going to say...
Plastique. Yeah.
She looked gorge.
Yeah. The whole look was
gorge and everything. Spooky at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she won two of ours.
Well, that's saying something. Maybe I should give Rue a call. Whatever, we'll get there. So our tops and bottoms for the week are tops, Plastique,
of course,
Brooklyn,
yes,
and Evie,
yes.
And then our bottoms,
Ariel,
yep,
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I know.
I don't know. You're talking slow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm talking as slow as Silky walks.
Well, that's my life now. I need to take life like Silky takes the runway. Nice and slow.
Take it slow.
One little shuffle at a time. Sorry. Sorry. So, Sugar, Ariel. I don't know who's the last one.
Silky.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry, peeps. I just feel sad when they're at the bottom. So, yeah.
I will say that I agree. I agree with these choices.
I also agree.
Everyone
was definitely in the safe zone. I think Vanessa needs to step it up. I think she's playing with fire.
I think she is resting on, I look pretty when I look like this, so I'll just look like this all the time. And it's like, you need to have some variety. I love your personality, but give us a little bit more variety in your looks.
Yeah. So, all right. So, some of our comments, well, let's go over the good. So, the judges loved all of Brooklyn's outfits.
And
I don't think they had anything bad to say.
Yeah, I don't think they had any bad comments.
Yeah.
It was all good. And then
they were all blown away by her mummy on point.
Which it was very cool and unique.
Yeah, no, no bad comments there. Plastique, they also loved.
They loved all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Evie, they loved her first two looks, and then were all disappointed in the final look, in which Evie owned up to that it was not her best. Yeah. And they said, you know, even though your last look really fell flat, your first two
were so good,
we wanted to make sure that you got recognition for that. And I think that's great, because I do think that even though, like, I think Evie, even with having that bad last look, her first two looks were better than a lot of the other people's all three.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, their only critique of the witch is maybe having a little more
props, zhuzh.
Which, I don't know. I think that's a... I mean, sure.
Well, no, they said there's just an element, not like a prop. So, like, something
Well, that's what I mean. It's just that little extra.
Little something.
Which I don't know. Again, I just because I liked so much how it was. So
yeah, I was fine with that. Yeah,
and then with Plastique, their only criticism was in her last look, just how it was a scary runway look. You know, she didn't have the
personality. Yeah, like they wasn't really telling a story. Mm-hmm. Like it would have been cool if she had some more sort of like ethereal type mm-hmm. movement on the runway.
When she has that side, like why not do some funny swipes and
be the character. Yeah. I think that's what they want to see her is like embody something, mm-hmm. not just like I'm pretty and I'm on a runway.
Yep.
And I agree with that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because when she has embraced the characters in the acting challenges, they've really liked it for mm-hmm. the most part, except for the Ariana Grande. But
we don't talk about that anymore.
But we don't talk about that.
We've moved on.
Was that demon on the runway?
Oh my God.
What if she came out and did that? That'd be so funny.
I would have been so happy. So, based on all the critiques, or no.
Should we talk about the bottoms first?
Okay.
So, everybody was very unhappy about Suga's troll look.
Yeah.
Because it was awful.
They said all the things I wanted to be said.
Yes.
Like you shouldn't have to over-explain. It was actually bugging me more, and I think doing her a disservice to herself to go into it, because I'm like, you're explaining how you have this personal connection, and yet you can't, and yet this looks nothing like it, so it's...
Well, and I'm sorry, I don't think that like there needs to be an emotional connection to a trampy trick-or-treater costume.
Well, it's that last-ditch effort. It's that...
I know. It felt like a desperate...
It was weird.
I hated it.
Yeah, I was like, please stop talking.
And I don't mind it when they get emotional. Like, when it is... Like, I do want to know more about you, but that was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Why are you talking about this?
Yeah. It's
I did not like that.
If I like went on a rant about how, I don't know, the Cleopatra is, you know, I have this connection and all this stuff, and I come out looking like, you know, a caveman. You know, it's like...
like, what are you talking about?
Like, are you
about?
Making this story up just
like you're trying to
excuse?
Salvage it?
Exactly.
And I know.
It was off-putting. And, you know, they did like the scary look.
Yeah, they liked her witch. Mm-hmm. But then,
of course, the scary look. Sorry, I just put scary really
well, it
big.
Was scary. But then, of course, they read her to filth on her MILF look because it was a hot mess.
Yeah. I mean, everything that we said, it was too many ideas. It was not cohesive. It looked poorly constructed. I mean,
it was so weird. So weird.
Yeah.
It looks like a group project where three different people with three different ideas were like, we all want to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then Ariel. Well,
I mean, they didn't have a ton of bad comments for the first look, except for that
it didn't
the bottom
well.
Didn't look well constructed either.
Which I wish that they would have said something about the fact that it's not trampy.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I need to be on that panel, damn it.
We'll get you there. We'll figure it out. They did, however, go into great length about how she did not look like a witch.
Which, thank you. She didn't.
No, it was just a pretty look. And so, again,
no.
I appreciate that. We do sometimes agree with the judges.
Exactly.
And they just go into it on the mermaid. I mean, Michelle at the very get-go is, this says nothing at all monster.
No.
That was the all-encompassing statement.
Well, it's like when you're doing a monster ball, the word cute shouldn't come out of your mouth.
No.
You're not going for cute.
Mm-mm. No. And yeah, I mean, Ariel gets emotional and goes into, you know, not being secure and that
and
this
you
isn't
haven't
what
been
she
able
can
to see,
see.
Me
and yeah, it's like we've heard this before and they say it, you know,
it's five episodes in and you have shown a very similar look five times in a row. So what are you hiding?
Yeah.
There's no way there's more.
Yeah.
that we haven't seen.
Yeah,
if you haven't shown us by now.
Exactly. And that's all on you if you haven't. That's all on you. So,
well, she said herself that she was resting on something she knew how to do. And mm-hmm. that is why you're in the bottom.
That is not a winner.
Because they get sick of seeing the same thing over and over again, especially if it doesn't fit the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Silky, again, same critiques about the unicorn outfit. It just, it was cute, but was kind of, which is kind of weird for a sexy look.
And it didn't have any real impact. It was just a bodysuit with a too small horn.
Yeah. The witch look, again, they said, but they are familiar with the Wiz.
And but even so, they weren't happy about it.
Yeah, this does not read the Wiz. And yeah, they're saying you just, it's Oprah. It's Oprah hair. It's Oprah makeup.
Face,
it's just,
they were not impressed.
It didn't work. And then it's the same critiques for the look or for the MILF look. And at that point, it was really falling off her.
I know. It was unfortunate that the further down the judging they got, it kept falling more and more off.
I know. This whole time, I was like, what in the hell is she going to do if she has to lip sync?
I know. It would have fallen off her whole body. Spoilers.
Like, rip through and go naked, I guess. But
well, she's not afraid to be naked. We've seen it.
Yeah, this exactly. So.
Oh. So Rue asks to bring back my ghouls.
I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Round Good of job, applause.
All right. So our winner is
Brooklyn Heights. Brooklyn.
I do that every time. Brooklyn Heights. They had nothing bad to say.
Yeah.
And I agree.
I think personally, Plastique. If she had worn different tights.
I know. I'm just so hung up on those tights.
And if she swung that scythe around, she would have won.
I agree.
I think that she... it was so close. She was like so close.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me crazy.
Yeah. I just...
Those damn
little
tights.
It's just little things. Little things. Which...
Well, when you're that... That's the thing, though. Like, Plastique and Brooklyn are on this level where you're so good that... Like, one thing out of place makes you feel like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't that... It's, like, not quite right.
Yep. You strive for perfection. And when there's a big old...
Stoned tight.
Did I say bejeweled tight that doesn't fit? You can't not notice it.
Oh, those tights make me so mad. I'm going to dream about them later.
Yeah.
I'm going to get trampled by stoned tights.
the tight factory. but, I mean, at the same time... Brooklyn did really well.
She did do
and
great.
And she won a $3,000 trip, which she can go on with
Banshee. They could go on a little getaway. Cruise. A holiday.
So Plastique and Evie are safe, which is great because I enjoy them both.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So into the nitty gritty. I was kind of sixes between the three of them, to be perfectly honest.
I was not sure what they were going to pick.
Yeah. So number one is Ariel.
I thought Sugar was going to be lip syncing no matter what, because she was just not.
Yeah.
It was just rough.
Yeah. I mean, her witch one was okay, though. So I thought maybe that will save her. But.
In the end.
No. Sugar's up for elimination. I said Ariel. I was leaning more towards, yeah, she's going to be in there because it's just hit and a miss. I thought maybe the Blood Queen would have saved her, but again, it's just not.
It just wasn't enough.
But at the same time, too, I thought Silkies were all just bleh.
I know.
But I think her, it's this weird Silky thing that keeps saving her, so... But she's ready to lip sync.
As she keeps saying, okay, cool, try it. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, especially if you, again, lip synced in that freaking red dress. All right, so it is Ariel versus Sugar 2.
I'm your baby tonight. Whatever you want from me. Whitney Houston, baby.
That's the Britney Houston.
That's Britney Houston. Okay. Oh, Lindsay. There's a spill on aisle two.
Oh my God.
Ariel hit the ground so hard. It looked so bad.
You know what? I saw it coming though.
Well, you saw her tripping a little bit. And then the fabric was pooled under her feet and she was stepping side to side. And I was like, oh,
it's coming. I was like, it's coming. And it came.
Oh.
You know what?
All over her face.
Oh, geez. You're all about the dicks tonight. So.
That's what she said.
That is what I said.
You did. You just said it.
Oh my God. Back to this mess.
That's what she said. I'm sorry.
I was impressed that she got back up and kept going through the rest of the song.
She did.
Because in my mind, she's someone who easily could have just given up at that point.
And we've seen that happen many times where people like mess up and then they just go like suck inside themselves and don't perform well anymore.
Yep. And so, you know, good for her. The only thing I could say is I feel like it released the crazy because then she's just flip-flopping all around the stage.
And she was doing this weird punch dancing. I hate when people are lip syncing and they just start punching the air.
Okay,
like all hard.
That is my Lindsay cannot dance white girl thing that I do. I am not a performer.
No, you wouldn't get
I
up.
I can get away with it because I am trying to impress no one.
Like it was just, it's like,
it was exactly what I said. I was like, that's what I do because I don't know how to dance.
It was rough.
But I don't want to say this one side. I thought Suga was awful too. She did not leave that corner of the runway.
She stayed in like a 3-foot square space.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It was a very rough lip sync.
I put messy and boring.
I think, honestly, that one I could have been fine with a double elimination. Honestly, I think if Ariel hadn't fallen and then gone into like frantic air punching mode, she would have been safe.
I agree.
But unfortunately, even though she got up and was fighting, I think she kind of got that weird adrenaline where she just went nuts and it messed it up. Yeah,
it tanked her. It was not good.
She honeyed out.
Oh, I was afraid for her safety. I was like, she's going to fall on those freaking lights and impale herself.
Oh my God. They need to have some safety rules, like runway safety rules.
Yeah. Or change those lights out because they are freaking me out.
Oh, get some LEDs.
Something. Well, surprise, surprise. Ariel. Well, again, I was kind of sixes because they were both really bad.
I know.
Ariel.
Sashayed away.
Yes. Her mermaid time was done.
And then I hate it. I hate it when they're in the back and they say that, like, I just don't feel like I got to show what I was all about. And it's like, oh, God. Yeah. You can say that, I think, episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But at that point, no. You've been there. You're doing it.
I feel like it's just a weird coping mechanism to not blame yourself for this situation you're in. Because
it just makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, you know, I think Suga's on thin ice. It was really bad.
I don't think Suga has it in her.
I don't see her fashion getting any better.
No. If anything, I feel like it's getting worse.
Yeah. And if she goes up to lip sync looking at everyone else, I don't see her coming out ahead.
No.
I don't know. I'm interested to see some of these people lip sync. We'll see. Anyway, anywho.
I'm going to say next week that I think Suga will go home.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I thought she was gonna go home this week. And I was close.
You were close.
And I just don't.
I thought Raja was gonna go home this week, but she just barely.
I think, you know what? To me, I think she's just one of those middle people.
She can kind of skate by not being so bad. But we'll get to the point where the bar is raised enough that she'll just drop out.
Yeah.
She's just annoying the shit out of me, so I just want her to go.
Yeah. And again, anytime I see her close up in the workroom, I'm like, her makeup is bad.
I know.
It's not good. So I just
Ugh.
Yeah. Suga first, then maybe. Gosh, I don't know. We'll focus on sugar for now.
I know, but sugar it is starting to get tighter for mm-hmm. sure. Like, I think we're starting to see. Well, I have to say, Lindsay, I am loving this season.
It's a good season.
I love the personalities across the board. Even the people that I really am annoyed by, I kind of like how annoyed I am by them. Like, I love you like to hate
feeling
them.
Feelings.
I'm feeling feelings. Mm-hmm. Like
Silky.
She annoys the shit out of me, but also, God damn it. She makes me crazy, but she also is funny sometimes.
It's not a lukewarm. I keep dropping this freaking mic. So mic drop. Good.
It's unintentional.
I know. Sorry, listeners.
I love it.
No, it's not a lukewarm season, which I appreciate.
Absolutely. There's personality. There's things going on. I will say drama. We've got kisses. We've got misses.
We got naked people. I will say again, many challenges step up a little bit.
Yeah, that's the one fault, but it's not enough to make me unhappy. Yeah,
exactly. I'm very happy.
In general, I really like this season and I am stoked to see it through to fruition.
And I think there's a lot of people in here who are all-star season or next season's all-star potential.
Yeah, because there's really good personalities.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious who maybe just need a little more time to cook, mm-hmm. simmer on the burner,
medium heat,
turn it down to low,
don't boil over.
Yeah, I'm stoked. And next week we've got Draglympics,
yeah,
which looks fun.
It does look fun. I like intrigued. That
it's different.
Exactly. I am very excited to see how this goes, and it looks like some fun judges.
And I am terrified of the Silky Evie drama. What's that going to be? Oh, everybody, geez. Get off Evie's ass! Yeah, I swear to God,
I'm over it. I think it's just because she's too rational.
She's too level-headed and they don't want it.
Nope. Do not tell me the truth. Mm-hmm. Can't take it. It's fine. I can't either. Lie to me. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of
What the Talk
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
Whoops. I'm Lindsay.
That was awesome.
I'm losing it.
I'm like, that's fine. We'll go with it. All right. See you guys.
Bye.